Your fresh inspiration for today, and I feel like I got to do it big now. McKellen gave me that big intro. So we're talking about declarations for 2020. Yesterday we had our first declaration. Today is our second. No preview and midpoint announcements outside of those building with you. No preview or midpoint announcements outside of those building with you. As you're going in to 2020, I know that we're excited about what's to come. I know we're excited about what we're building, what we plan to manifest in 2020. And I know sometimes that excitement gets the best of us. The anxiety, the anticipation gets the best of us. And before we know it, we've talked too much, too soon to the wrong people. But in 2020, we declare that we are going to keep a tight lip until it's time for the big unveiling. We'll keep our plan under wraps until it's time for us to announce it to the world. And here's why that I am an avid believer in this. Because my grandmother used to always tell me that sometimes the devil doesn't even know what to attack until you tell him. And sometimes when we speak out of turn, when we speak too soon about something, here comes all of the things that we don't need, like distraction, all of the people giving their opinions about what you're working on and why it's not going to work or how you should go about doing it. Even though God is giving you the entire plan to manifest the plan, now you have people that are causing you distraction. You have people that despise you. There are people who applaud you, who like your pictures, hearts, loves. Oh my God, I love you. You're the best. But they are secretly despising you. And the moment you begin to unveil some of the secret plans that God has given you, you give the door to be open for them to unveil that despising. Now, it's not to say that you don't want to know the people around you that despise you, but some of their attitudes and dispositions aren't even relevant to you. They're not even close enough to you for them to matter. But the moment you begin talking too soon, there's another aspect that you have to deal with. People may ultimately try to deter you from getting to the end of your race because they don't want to move forward in whatever it is they're called to do, or they just simply don't want to see you move forward in it. So when you're moving forward in your goals and your plans for 2020, outside of your intimate circle, maybe your significant other or a few of those that are actually building with you, it's okay to keep it close to the heart. It's okay not to make any announcements. And when the world finds out, it's when those other people will find out. So it's okay to unveil the announcement when you get to the end. No preview and no midpoint announcements. That's your fresh inspiration for today. Remember to cheat on your fears, break up with your doubts, get engaged to your faith, and marry those dreams.